interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
Okay, we got another guy trying to drone some fun into prison, and that usually does not work out, and it did not for a guy in Georgia who tried to fly drugs and cell phones into prison on his drone. This must have been a big old drone here, because this thing had a bundle of drugs and cell phones attached to it. The guy had a bright orange drone. I don't think you want that.
And not the prison drone, no. Yeah,
no, I...
Camo drone.
Although it mixes in with the orange jumpsuit.
True.
But up in the air, that's going to be noticeable. I think you want it to blend in with the sky or the prison gray or something. I don't know.
Like a seagull or something.
right. So the package attached to the drone had marijuana, fentanyl patches, tobacco, 3 cell phones, and more. The suspect was arrested after deputies were called to some suspicious activity occurring at the prison in the yard. Yeah, like a bunch of guys just, you know, high-fiving each other probably and gathered around. This guy was immediately locked up and no bail for him.
We go to Australia for this second story. A wife threatened to leave her husband on the day they were supposed to celebrate their wedding anniversary thanks to finding a love note on his car. The man in Australia went to social media and shared images of the note he said that ruined his day. And he was asking the author of the note, please come forward. You've messed up my whole marriage here. The note read, quote, I couldn't see you. I hope you had a great day. We had to go. The kids were done. I'll call you tomorrow. And the letter C, like short for, you know, an abbreviation for someone's name. Well, this guy, she found the car, the note on the car, and you know, she didn't believe his story, apparently. So he goes to social media, to whoever left this note on my car at the wash pools. I don't know what the wash pools are, some place. Yesterday afternoon, I hope you have a bed handy for me. It was our first wedding anniversary. Whoa. My wife left me over this note. So, and then he's like, C, whoever your name is, C with the heart there. If you're out there, let me know so we can clear this up. So, and then once it got onto social media, then everybody kind of, you know, started taking sides and people said, you know, oh, it's a love note to another woman, or no, it's a love note to another, note to another mom or whatever. Turns out what happened, the woman ended up seeing the social media brouhaha about it and ended up getting in touch with the husband and the wife. And apparently it was some mix up where she had gone to these splash pools or something with the kids, with another woman and some kids. And when it was time for her to leave, she couldn't find the other mom and the other kids. So she's like, hey, couldn't see you or something like that, had to go, love you or whatever, and just put the note on the wrong car.
This still, though, is going to be his fault. In some way,
somehow,
he's going to get blamed.
The wife commented later, wife here, still happily married. I'm not some crazy, short-tempered psycho.
Yeah. Good. Let's go to Whidbey Island. We may find some crazy, short-tempered psychos on Whidbey Island.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
All right, let's see what we got going on Whidbey Island. Some 911 calls beginning on Friday, October 29th, 5:20 p.m., Verlaine Street. 911 caller says, some guy is locked inside the lumberyard in his Volkswagen Golf. Friday, October 29th, 10:32 p.m., Junco Road. 911 caller says, my brother and I have an arrangement. We use a code word whenever something is going down. My brother texted me the code word, and I have not heard from him. Do you have code word? Do you have any code words with your family members if something is going down?
I used to.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it used to be like if we're going upstairs, you want to go do some dishes or you want to go fold some laundry or
That's different. This is like if there's trouble.
Yeah.
What kind of life are you living where you got to have code words
for trouble.
If trouble is going down? Saturday, October 30th, 11:36 p.m., Green Bank Drive. 911 caller says, some guy who has a deep laugh is outside my house. Sunday, October 31st, 3:44 p.m., Tree Frog Lane. 911 caller says, I fell asleep on my car keys last night and woke up and the keys and the vehicle are gone. It might be an inside job.
It's Halloween, man. You never know.
Sunday, October 31st, 6:45 p.m., State Route 525. 911 caller says, I'm suspicious of some possible plotting going on at the ballot box. And finally, Saturday, October 30th, 8:09 a.m., Summit Loop. 911 caller says, I'm hearing the sounds of mortar fire.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.